Hi, Helen Jatan here of The Art of Preparation, helping you with some home staging tips. Today's episode is about closets. So we basically have closets all over the home. Our bedroom closets, we have linen closets, we have closets in the basement for storage, or closets in the entryway. So the idea when you're selling your home is to create a lot of space. So whether you've been in your home for a couple of years or 30 years, we tend to use our closets as storage areas, and they start to overflow. So when selling a home, you want to make sure that your closets are spacious. So what I mean by that is you can't make the closet bigger, but you can make it look bigger by eliminating a lot of the clutter inside. So if you look at your closets today, you can reduce the items by at least 2/3. So only fill your closets 1/3 full. And a good tip is to color coordinate. So if it's clothing, for example, put all your blue stuff, your red stuff together, so it's more pleasing on the eye. Closets as well might have shelving at the top, so if you have small things, you can consider buying some storage baskets that you can line on the top shelves. A lot of the builders put those wire racking shelves up there, so that way people won't see the clutter and the little bits and pieces that you might have. Same thing for the floor. People have racks of shoes and boxes and things like that. You want to get those off the floor. So you don't want anything on your floor. If you have to put shoes, then keep it to a minimal. The amount of shoes that you're going to need in the next couple months. So meaning the idea is to sell your house quickly. So just keep enough stuff for what you need in the next couple of months. And what do you do with all the stuff that's in your closet? So do you take it and shove it into another closet, or do you hide it somewhere? People open doors when they come to open houses and viewing homes. So they'll see the clutter. And when they see clutter, then they think, oh, there's no room in this place. Where am I going to put my stuff? These people have an issue with storage, so maybe there just isn't enough. So that'll deter them from, you know, wanting to buy the home. So keep it 1/3 full. Take things off the floor. Color coordinate them if it's clothing. Other closets might be your entryway, of course. So where all the coats and the boots and the gloves and the hats and things like that. Again, try and use some baskets too. If you have like kids' mitts and scarves and hats and things like that, keep them separate so people can't see your things. And if it's winter, then you know you could keep a few coats, a couple of coats that you use over and over again, and put, you know, any spring coats or summer jackets and things like that away as well. So just keep seasonal stuff. If your closet has clothing from spring, summer, fall, winter, just keep the current stuff and pack away the things that you're going to keep. So a good idea is to maybe take a look at what you do have and what you need to use and what you don't use anymore. So we tend to have more clothes than we need. So you could donate those, or you can sell them on Facebook. It's a great place to make some extra money as well. So, and what you can't sell, you can always give away. And if it's in bad shape, then there are programs where they take textiles and they remake things. So find somebody who could take those off your hands. Same thing with closets for towels and bed sheets and things like that. Go through those and you know, only keep what's fairly new. If you have old bed sheets and blankets and things like that that have been around for years, you might want to donate those to the textile programs as well. So that's it for closets. And the next one will be kitchens, which is very important place that people look at when buying a home.